Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a boarding house on Brunswick Street caught fire on Monday night. The fire blazed from around 9:30 p.m. until fire and rescue crews put it out at midnight. The street was closed and neighboring properties were evacuated. Paramedics examined three people for smoke inhalation injury on site, but nobody was hospitalized.
A Brisbane man has been charged after allegedly stealing and crashing a police van early yesterday morning. Police were called to Moreton Bay at around 3:20 a.m. after reports of a man wielding a knife. The man then proceeded to overpower police officers, steal their van, and drive away. The man allegedly crashed the van at Mango Hill after driving several kilometres. He's expected to appear in court today.
And in national news, a southerly change in the Bega Valley region has eased conditions for New South Wales firefighters this morning. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service has downgraded the bushfire warning in the Bega Valley region to watch and act overnight, although the status still remains out of control. The fire has burned through over 5,000 hectares so far. RFS Commissioner Rob Rogers recommends local residents to stay up to date on warnings and to look after their own safety. More rain is forecast for later today.
The Christmas Island Detention Centre is now empty, with all detainees moved to mainland Australia, according to the Australian Border Force. The Guardian reports most recent statistics from July reveal that 37 detainees were on Christmas Island. The detention centre will, however, remain open despite calls from the UN for the detention centre to be closed. An Australian Border Force spokesperson says, quote, "The Australian government views immigration detention as an essential component of maintaining a strong border."
And in international news, Thai police have arrested a 14-year-old boy suspected of carrying out fatal shootings in a luxury shopping mall in Bangkok. There are conflicting reports on the death toll, emergency services recording one, while Thailand's national police chief recorded two. Police say the teenager had been receiving psychiatric treatment, but had skipped his prescribed medication the day of the incident.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in a very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our 4ZZZ.org.au.